Hey everyone, husband here.
And I'm wife. If you've been listening to us, then you know we're all about reading the Bible and reacting to it on our first read-through. Cuss words, crying, laughing, and more.
We're passionate about creating a podcast that takes the sanctity out of the sacred text and simply stating it as we see it.
But we can't do it without your help. We're asking for your support to help us keep this podcast going.
There are two ways you can donate.
Text SACDIS, that's SACDIS, to 533-555 if you're in the U.S. with a one-time donation. Any amount helps.
Or if you'd rather start a sustaining membership, sign up on our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse. Membership levels start as low as $2 a month.
We are amazed and grateful for our fans that support us now, and you can become one too.
With your support, we can keep Sacrilegious Discourse alive and well for years to come.
So please donate today.
Text SACDIS to 533-555 if you're in the U.S.
Or sign up for our Patreon page at patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
I'm husband.
And I'm wife.
Together we're reading the Bible for the very first time.
We grew up without religion and wanted to know what all the fuss was about.
Well, what have we learned so far?
That God is a dick, and apparently some people believe in talking donkeys.
We're not trying to pass ourselves off as experts.
Nope, we're just reading the Bible for the first time and giving our first take reaction.
If you'd like to join us in this venture, you might consider starting at episode 1.
Otherwise, jump in wherever you like.
All right, let's go read the Bible.
Yeah, let's get to it. Husband!
Wife!
Do you remember what happened last week?
Let's see. Eliphaz was opining about how much Job must suck to deserve what he got, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the gist of it.
And what he got was...
lots of fucking shit. Kid's dead. Boils. His wife wants him, thinks he should off himself.
Mm-hmm. And all because God was like, my guy's so great. And the devil's like, yeah, because he's got everything. And then
right.
God was like, so go ahead and fuck with him. He'll
yeah.
still love me anyways. And the devil was like, hold my beer. Challenge accepted.
I really, you know, if I was a betting man mm-hmm. in reality, mm-hmm. the devil wins this hands down.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, Satan's all in here. He's got this.
Well,
it's in the back.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, this is not reality.
No, this is the Bible.
So, it is what it is.
Right?
But anyway, that was last time we read Job chapter 5.
It sure was.
And now we're going to be starting. Now we're going. Bleh, 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 bleh. Now we're reading.
I'm sorry.
Sorry. Got a little tongue twisted there.
You sounded like Porky Pig.
Yeah. Yeah.
Job chapter 6.
Yeah.
Okay, Job chapter 6.
Okay.
Then? Yep.
Okay.
Job replied, you know, to his friend Eliphaz,
yeah,
who's been
yeah.
telling him, you got what you deserve.
Right.
You reaped what you sowed, you sowing son of a bitch who sows and reaps things.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Shit, man.
Right.
So Job says, if only my anguish could be weighed and all my misery be placed on the scales, it would surely outweigh the sand of the seas. There's the sand.
Okay.
No wonder my words have been impetuous.
Okay.
Yeah, no wonder.
Because he's got so much sorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, that reminds me of that song from that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? A man of
some constant sorrow.
Constant sorrow.
Yeah, that's Job.
Yeah.
The man of constant sorrow.
He sure is.
Oh, he has good reason.
Yeah.
Good reason.
Definitely.
Yeah.
He should be cursing God.
Right.
The arrows of the Almighty are in me. They are. They really are. Mm-hmm. My spirit drinks in their poison. Mm. God's terrors are marshaled against me.
Okay.
Does a wild donkey bray when it has grass?
Does it?
Or an ox bellow when it has fodder?
I have no fucking clue.
I don't either.
I really don't know the answers to those.
Is tasteless food eaten without salt? I mean, sometimes.
If you don't have salt, yeah.
Yeah. Or if you have high cholesterol and you're cutting back,
yeah, then you're going to be eating that bland stuff. Right?
Yeah. Or is there flavor in the sap of the mallow?
The fuck's a mallow?
What's a sap of the mallow? Bone marrow.
Maybe it's a tree? It must be a tree, right?
Sap of the mallow.
Or something. Some sort of plant or tree.
That sounds like the name of a band, though, doesn't it?
Sap of the mallow. I like that, yeah.
Right?
Right, yeah.
Decent.
Or a book. It could be a book.
Mm. You know? I really like it as the band, though. Mm. Okay. Sap of the mallow.
Got it.
I refuse to touch it. Such food makes me ill. He has a gluten problem. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant what I hope for, that God would be willing to crush me, to let loose his hand and cut off my life. Is he still saying, kill me?
I don't know. I don't know what he's getting at here exactly.
I don't either. Then I would still have this consolation, my joy and unrelenting pain, that I had not denied the words of the Holy One.
Okay, so he's supposed to be joyful that he has not denied God.
Is he,
Is that it?
Is he feeling regretful that he cursed a little bit?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? It sounds like he's still kind of like wallowing, which is fine.
He's trying to work through it, it sounds like,
okay,
a little bit.
So he's like, I'm wallowing, but I also should be better and
maybe, yeah,
things,
right?
I don't know shit,
right?
He really needs a good counselor.
Yeah, I would say, I wish anybody would after that.
I wish BetterHelp would sponsor us. This would have been a perfect place for
right
a plug,
yeah
right?
You could do like an ad break right here.
Sadly we're not sponsored.
No,
except by our fabulous patrons.
That's not entirely true. We do have ads, but we're not specifically sponsored.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah,
personally sponsored,
right?
Except by our fabulous patrons.
That's right. Yeah, our patrons definitely do sponsor us,
and we love them.
We do.
Do I have the strength of stone?
Holy
no
shit.
you do not. I can answer that one.
Right.
Is my flesh bronze? If you're Trump, your flesh is bronze.
True.
But otherwise, probably no.
More orange, but yeah.
No. Do I have any power to help myself? ?
Of course you do.
Now that success has been driven from me?
Of course you do.
Does he? I don't know.
I mean, you always have power to help yourself. The power, the question is whether you have the will to do it, right?
I have the power.
And I'm not saying like, you know, you should have the will. I'm just saying, you know, you have the ability to figure out a way to get past this, I guess.
Even though
this is some bad shit. So.
Or like Sarah told Jareth, you have no power over me.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
At the end of Labyrinth.
My God, why do you just bring up random shit that I have no clue what you're talking about?
Because these are lines that it's like saying, nobody puts baby in a corner.
No, I'm not saying that people won't know, but not everybody knows. I barely ever know.
But that's a you problem.
Is it a me problem?
It is.
I don't think it is.
I'm pretty sure it is.
I mean, it's not a problem that I don't know Labyrinth quotes.
It is a problem if I'm throwing them at you and you're like, that's dumb. I've never heard of that.
The real problem is that you throw them at me all the time and
you don't catch them. You expect me to know them. You miss. You're a bad player.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, Job continues, anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. But my brothers are as undependable as intermittent streams, as the streams that overflow when darkened by thawing ice and swollen with melting snow.
Oh, this is so awful.
But that stop flowing in the dry season and in the heat vanish from their channels.
Okay.
He's describing a stream.
Yeah.
That when it rains, it gets real thick. It's a thick boy stream.
Okay.
And then when it's summer, then it dries up and evaporates and it's gone by.
Right.
Caravans turn aside from their routes. They go off into the wasteland and perish. The caravans of Tema look for water. The traveling merchants of Sheba look in hope.
Of Sheba, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Queen of?
Maybe, probably, possibly.
Whatevs.
Right.
They are distressed because they have been confident. They arrive there only to be disappointed. Alas, alas, alas. Those alases were me.
Yeah, no, I got it. Yeah. I'm trying to follow this. It's just very...
I can't. It's too purple prose. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's unnecessary flowery nonsense.
That's definitely what's going on here. Yeah,
yeah. Now you, too, have proved to be of no help. You see something dreadful and are afraid.
Is he talking about Eliphaz?
Yeah, he's okay. Chastising him for not being a good friend.
Okay.
Have I ever said, give something on my behalf. Pay a ransom for me from your wealth. Deliver me from the hand of the enemy. Rescue me from the clutches of the ruthless. Teach me and I will be quiet. Show me where I have been wrong. How painful are honest words. But what do your arguments prove? Do you mean to correct what I say and treat my desperate words as wind? You would even cast lots for the fatherless and barter away your friend. But now be so kind as to look at me. Will I lie to your face?
I don't know. Will you?
I don't know either. Will I? Relent. Do not be unjust. Reconsider, for my integrity is at stake. Is there any wickedness on my lips? Can my mouth not discern malice? The end?
So he's basically saying that you're running my name through the ground, even though it's just a conversation between you and me, mm-hmm, Eliphaz. Mm-hmm. You're pushing the boundaries of running my name through the ground and saying that I'm bad. When I haven't done anything, can you just tell me what I did? And he's like, I didn't do anything. Is that basically the gist of it?
You got it so much better than I did.
Huh.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
All right.
That's impressive.
Well, I was really struggling. Like, I had to listen a lot more than I normally do in that chapter. So.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that.
I literally was closing my eyes to just imagine the words because it was hard to follow. Like, I'm like, what the fuck is Job trying to say?
So he's like, if you are accusing me of having done something to deserve this, tell me what it is that I did.
That's kind of what I was getting out of that chapter. So I guess, I mean, there, yeah, sure.
Okay.
And he's like, I haven't done anything. You tell me what I did. And
okay,
that's what
okay.
I got.
That sounds right.
I could be wrong, but.
Well, the title of this was Job Reproaches His Friends.
Got it.
So that sounds like you got it right.
I think
he maybe was reproaching his friends, definitely.
Yeah, well, at least Eliphaz.
Yeah, yeah. I
mean, Eliphaz is the only one that said anything so far that I'm aware of, anyway.
Right, yeah.
But maybe his friends were sitting there nodding their heads.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm,
I guess.
Go on. Right? Yeah, I'm with him.
Right.
Yeah, what he said, man. Stop wallowing.
Okay, so Job's like, yeah, no, I'm still good with God. I haven't said anything bad about God.
Yeah.
I mean, I said some shit, but what do you expect? My kids all just died and fucking boils. And Jesus Christ, man. Come on.
Get off me.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
So anyway.
They're bad friends.
Yeah, they were
bad.
You
know
what
a bad friend is? A bad friend is not a friend. There is no such thing as a bad friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's an oxymoron.
Right.
a friend is somebody who is supportive.
You can refer to somebody that's a good friend as a bad friend because they do something that's like, you know, when they like drag you out to do something, like, you're a bad friend.
That's not for realsies.
Right, it's not for reals.
So it doesn't count.
Right.
He's like literally saying, you're bad friends.
Right.
I'm saying.
And they are. Sat with them and then they're like, you're the asshole. You did something.
Yeah. So. Obviously, because this was some bad shit that went down.
Right.
So what did
you do? I mean, it was some bad shit. Mm-hmm. But like, if you're friends, why do you jump immediately to he did something?
I mean, that's what they've been taught.
Especially when you probably extolled how wonderful this guy was most of your life because he's done nothing bad.
He's so righteous. He's upright. He walks on both feet.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
That was Job chapter 6.
Sure as fuck was.
And we'll be back tomorrow with
Job chapter 7.
We'll see you guys then.
Yep.
Hey, wife, I guess that's the end?
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.